Morning Watch, Romans Week 4, Romans 13 through Romans 16, Monday, Related Verses, Romans 13 verses 1 through 2, 5, 7 through 8, and 10. Let every person be subject to the authorities over him, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are ordained by God. So then he who resists the authority opposes God's ordination, and those who oppose will receive judgment to themselves. Verse 5. Therefore it is necessary to be subject, not only because of wrath, but also because of conscience. Verses 7 through 8. Render to all the things due, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom is due, fear to whom fear is due, honor to whom honor is due. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves the other has fulfilled the law. Verse 10. Love does not work evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. Related reading. Romans 13 verse 1 says, let every person be subject to the authorities over them, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are appointed by God. A natural character is a rebellious character, but a transformed character is submissive. Subjecting ourselves to the authorities appointed by God requires a certain amount of transformation. Sisters, if you want to submit to your husbands, you need transformation. If we are submissive to God's appointed authorities, it is an indicator that we have a certain amount of transformation because our natural character and disposition are rebellious. We were born rebellious, and our natural response to authority is to say no. Thus, subjection to authority requires transformation from the growth in life. Therefore, he who resists the authority opposes what God has appointed, and those who oppose will receive to themselves judgment. It is not good to resist authority. Either the judgment will descend upon you from the authority, or it will come to you directly from God. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not work evil to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. The commandment to love sums up all the other commandments. We need the Holy Spirit to work in us and to give us an amount of transformation in life that we may practice love toward all men. Love is the expression of life. It is not just an outward behavior, but an expression of the inward life. Simply trying to love without the supply of life does not work. In order to love people and spontaneously fulfill the commandments, we need the life supply and the transformation in life. Our natural life is not a life of God's love. We need to be transformed in life that we may have God's nature of love to love people. If we are careless in loving others, we do not need transformation in life. But if we are going to practice love toward all men, we need to be transformed in life. Now we come to transformation in waging the warfare, meaning spiritual warfare. Verse 11 says, and this knowing the time, that now is the hour for you to be raised out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. Salvation here means salvation in the last stage, which is the redemption of our body. Salvation encompasses our spirit, soul, and body. In the first stage of salvation, the Lord regenerates our spirit. In the second stage, he transforms our soul. And in the third stage, which is the last, at the time of his return, he will transfigure our vile body into a glorious one. When verse 11 says that our salvation is nearer than when we believed, it is referring to the third stage of salvation, the transfiguration of our body. In other words, this refers to the redemption of our body, or to use another term, the full sonship revealed in 8 verse 19, 21, and 23. We need to realize that now is the time to wake up from sleep. Although night is the time for sleep, the night is far advanced. So we should wake up, be watchful, and sleep no more. The present age is the night time. When the Lord Jesus returns, day will dawn. The next age will be the daytime. Since the night is advanced and the day is near, we need not only to wake up from sleep, but also to cast off the works of darkness and put on the weapons of light. This indicates a warfare. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in immorality and debauchery, not in strife and jealousy. All of these works must be cast aside. They are the works of darkness, and we are the children of the day. Verse 14 is very important. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. In verse 12, we are told to put on the weapons of light, and in verse 14, to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. By placing these two phrases together, we can see that the Lord Jesus Christ is himself the weapons of light. Furthermore, the phrase, make no provision for the flesh, corresponds to 8 verse 12, where Paul says that we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to flesh. The warfare in 13 verse 14 is between the lusts and the spirit, as in Galatians 5 verse 17. Christ is the spirit. Thus, we must put on Christ in order to fight the battle against our lusts. Here, the warfare does not concern the devil or the principalities in the air, as in Ephesians 6 verse 12. It concerns the lusts against which we must fight by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ as our weapons of light. This kind of warfare is different from that in 7 verse 23. There it is, the evil law in our flesh warring against the good law in our mind. It has nothing to do with the spirit. But here it is that we, by putting on Christ, fight against the fleshy works of darkness. What does it mean to put on Christ? We have been baptized into Christ and are already in Christ. Why then must we still put on Christ? To put on Christ actually means to live by Christ and to live out Christ. Although we are in Christ, we need to live by Christ and to live out Christ practically. We need to have a daily living that is by Christ and that expresses Christ. The expression of Christ in our daily life is our weapon for fighting against the flesh. Since the battle in verse 14 is not against the devil and spiritual wickedness, but against the flesh with all of its lusts, we need to live by Christ. The more we live by Christ, the more he becomes our weapons against the lusts of the flesh. Paul says that we should make no provision for the flesh. We should not supply the flesh with anything. This indicates that the flesh continues to exist. Regardless of how spiritual we become, the flesh can still be revived. The flesh is hungry and desires food, but we must starve it to death, making no provision that will allow it to fulfill its lusts. What does it mean to make provision for the flesh? Since the young people especially may find it difficult to understand this, I would like to give some illustrations. The present human society is dark and evil, containing numerous provisions for the flesh. Consider, for instance, the newspapers with their pictures and advertisements. I do not believe that anyone is so spiritual that when he sees an evil picture in the newspaper, that he will not be influenced. Your experiences will testify to you that when you looked at some of the advertisements and pictures in the newspapers, your flesh was aroused. Those movie advertisements were a provision for the flesh. Furthermore, television has also been much used by the enemy to provide food for the hungry flesh. I am not legal to say that Christians should not watch television, but I do say that it is better to keep away from it. Do not think that you are so strong. Suppose there is a deep well nearby. If I do not wish to fall into the well, I should stay away from it and not walk around it. However, if I continue to walk near the well, although I may not fall in it today, I probably will in the future. It is better to be protected and stay away from the well. Likewise, it is dangerous to watch television. If you intend to watch television, you should pray, Lord, look at the television with me. Be one with me and my spirit to watch television. If you pray in this way, it may be all right for you to do it. Otherwise, perhaps you should consider giving it up. At any rate, television has been a powerful means for the enemy to make provision for the flesh, and many evil things have occurred as a result of its influence. Without the living of such a normal life, we are lacking the necessary base for the church life. I believe that this was the reason that immediately after describing the practice of the church life, Paul presents the requirements of the living of a normal human life. The best presentation of the normal living in the entire Bible is found in these verses. Therefore, we need to pray over them and fellowship with one another concerning them.